Well, here we are.
Yes, aren't we, though?
Well, what do you think? It's all right, isn't it? A nice room, don't you think?
Oh, yes, a nice room. Very nice.
Air conditioning, colored TV, the works. And private. Very private. Not even a view.
And you told them at the desk?
No calls under any circumstances. Yeah.
And that refrigerator?
Stocked, just like we ordered.
Did you put the sign on the door?
All taken care of. Mm-hmm. Everything taken care of.
I never thought we could do it. I mean, with all our responsibilities and everything, to go off like this alone without anyone knowing? You're sure no one knows?
No one.
Did you leave a note for the milkman? Did you, Howard?
The milkman? No, why?
Oh, Howard, without a note, he'll just keep delivering and delivering.
So what's a few quarts of milk?
It isn't just the milk, Howard. It's the whole idea. I mean, it just isn't very efficient, is it, to up and disappear with all that milk souring on the stoop?
Look, Eleanor, we came to enjoy ourselves, didn't we? To forget everything and enjoy ourselves. So what do you say we do that? Enjoy!
Enjoy. Yes, Howard. All right.
All right. So, is there anything you want to do?
Do? Do? Well, how about a little TV?
A little TV. All right. Fine. How's that?
All the people are purple, Howard.
Green.
Flesh color? Why not flesh color?
You want the sound.
No, no sound. Please, no sound. You're right. Purple. Without the sound, purple's best.
Anything else? Anything special you want to do?
I think I'd like to try the bed.
The bed, yeah. All right, I'll buy that.
Do you have a quarter?
A quarter?
For the bed. Magic fingers. You know, in the mattress.
Oh, magic fingers. A quarter, sure.
Hurry, Howard, hop on. Quarter doesn't last very long. Oh, that's nice, isn't it, Howard? Howard, do you feel it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I feel it all right.
You know, Howard, you really did think of everything. Lovely room, all private and cozy, lying back, enjoying. It's like a womb, almost.
Better, it's soundproof.
Howard, are you all right? Howard, you look green.
Ooh.
You're not going to be sick, are you, Howard? At a time like this?
Well, maybe if I just sat this one out. Ooh.
Oh, not there, Howard. Please, not by the TV. You'll clash. There. Yes, that's much better. Can I get you anything? A drink of water, something? I mean, the quarter will be all used up in a minute, and I could...
No. I'm okay now. Fine.
I'm glad, Howard, because this really is a nice place. Expensive. Outrageous, really, but nice. Worth it. Kind of place you could take your clothes off in.
Let's.
What?
Take our clothes off.
Howard, really?
It was your idea.
It wasn't an idea, Howard. It wasn't an idea at all. It was a comment. A comment. Just a comment. What I meant was, if a person wanted to take his clothes off, this is the kind of place he could do it in. It's private here.
Well,
safe.
I want to take my clothes off.
Go right ahead, but don't expect me to join in. I don't think I've ever told you this, Howard, but I have never really enjoyed taking my clothes off. Howard, I thought you were taking your clothes off.
Yeah, well, I changed my mind.
I know how you feel. The thing about taking your clothes off is you're so naked afterward. I never told you that, did I, Howard? About how I feel afterwards?
No.
You see, it was good for us to get away. Already we have reached a new level of intimacy. In this short span of time, I have told you something I never told anyone before. I don't often do that, you know, open up like that. Do I?
What?
Open up like that, with people, I mean. Haven't you noticed what a hard time I have talking, you know, to people?
No, Eleanor, I haven't. Seems to me you talk a lot, all the time.
Yes, well, maybe. But you have to admit I say very little.
Well, Eleanor, now that you mention it.
No, Howard, it's true. I think it has to do with how I feel about taking my clothes off, somehow. There is a relationship, don't you think? I mean, if you say something, come right out and say it. Well, there you are, you said it. And then what? People don't really enjoy having things said to them, you know? And I can understand that. I mean, it's unfair when you think about it. Going around saying things to people, an embarrassment, really alarming. Like taking your clothes off in public. I mean, there you are, minding your own business, and someone comes up and says something to you. What do you do? What can you possibly do?
Answer.
Answer. You see, there you are. It's different with you, of course. I've always felt I could say anything to you, Howard. Anything, and I'd be safe, because you'd know. I mean, what I meant and what you'd think I meant, well, they'd be the same thing, don't you see? And I wouldn't have to worry. With other people, it's different because of the interpretation.
Well, you do very well, I think, talking to people. I'm the one.
Your trouble, Howard, is you think too much. If I thought about it, I'd never say a thing, not a single word. I mean, what is there to say, really, when you think about it? It's the same thing with taking your clothes off. If you're going to do it, you can't really think about it.
I'm gonna do it.
Yes, I mean, do. But how can you even think about it with that air conditioning blowing right on you? Oh, it stopped. You don't have another quarter, do you, Howard?
No, that was my last.
Howard, do you think anyone will notice?
I hardly think so, Eleanor, unless they go through my pockets.
That we're gone, I mean. I know we're prominent people and all, but...
Someone will notice. We'll be missed. Someone will miss us.
By the time the papers come out? The evening papers?
Well, there's the milk.
The milk, yes. Mm-hmm. Still, Howard, this is the first totally unexpected thing we've ever done. Even that time we separated. Remember? It was expected under the circumstances. You know, that's funny. I can't seem to remember the circumstances.
I don't remember the separation.
Oh, Howard, how can you forget a thing like that? It was all over the papers, don't you remember? Prominent couple separates. I have the clippings. Remind me when we get home, I'll show you the clippings.
Some things are better forgotten.
Oh, I don't know, Howard. If you go around forgetting everything, what will you have later when that's all you have?
The clippings.
That's right, isn't it? We'll always have those. We'll always have the clippings.
Unless there's a fire.
Howard, that's an awful thing to say.
Yeah, well, it was just a joke.
A joke? No, no, Howard, it is no joke. When a person stands there stark...
I'm sitting, Eleanor.
When a person stands there stark naked in front of you talking about fire, it is no joke. No joke at all.
Yeah, well, I meant it
what
as a joke.
What you meant has little to do with it, Howard. Nothing.
Oh, boy.
What you meant has nothing to do with it. The thing is, Howard, it is not just the words. It is never just the words. I mean, the words. What do they mean?
Well, in this case, Eleanor, the words were meant to be ironic.
You see, there you are. The words meant exactly the opposite of what you meant.
I wouldn't go so far as to say that.
You have already said it, Howard. You have already said it. And it makes a person wonder, doesn't it? What we should do, I suppose, is not talk at all. What would happen then, I wonder, if we didn't say a word, if we just sat here and didn't talk?
If you'd move over, Eleanor, we could try it and see.
If no one talked, I mean, if no one said a word ever, what would happen then, Howard? What would happen then?
Well, Eleanor, for one thing, things would be quiet.
But how would a person communicate with another person, I mean?
I'm sure they'd figure out something, some way.
Yeah, well, maybe. Howard, is it awfully hot in here, or is it just me?
No, Eleanor, I don't think it's you. I'm sure it's not you.
Maybe a glass of ice water. Howard, would you be a lifesaver and get me a glass of ice water?
Well, there's no ice.
Howard, where are you going?
To get some ice. There's no ice.
You're not going like that, are you, Howard, with your clothes off?
Yeah, I thought I might. It's safe here, Eleanor. And it's just down the hall.
But what will people think?
Well, if I don't say anything, what can they think?
Howard, wait. Bring back some quarters, will you, Howard? Oh, and Howard, the papers. Don't forget the papers. I can just see the headline. Prominent couple disappears.